And recording audio. This is Taiwan Special, episode one for the week, anyhow. Taiwan just had some elections. Now there's something that happened that's very, very similar to what happened under Bush. Pardon my French. I just got this fancy windy little thing over here. They've got these. It's I don't know, it's a water carbonator thing. You got this airtight bottle and you stick it in and it carbonates your whole water bottle. And I love it. I got into drinking party water when I was working for George Jewell Catering in Chicago. And when we were thirsty, the only thing we could drink was the party water, and that was the party water for the staff. Or that was the water for the staff. They had this. It was LaCroix, and that was it. So I sort of fell in love with it, got used to it, and now it's a thing over here. And I'll tell you, there's this argument that drinking in the very air that you're always breathing out is bad for you, and then it puts holes in your bones. There may be truth in that, but there's also a thing like if you're drinking this air water, then you're not drinking cola or something else. So if you're trying to get yourself off of soda or something, this is something to keep you busy. It also hydrates you. I mean, getting, water is not a bad thing. And it's not this mineral water. It's like this mineral carbonated water that has lots and lots of minerals in them. It's just, whatever your own water is, but it's carbonated. Okay. So I'm over here in Taiwan. They had this election last week. I mean, it's a midterm type of thing, very, very similar to the United States. And the controlling party got spanked. Now, generally, how it works is they have the national elections the same year, about the same time the US does, but the midterms are usually city level discussions or discussions, elections, excuse me. I'm getting tired. It's late at night, but I'm doing this now. So it was, a city is like a province. I think it's mistranslated. Whatever. They could now not see prefecture is what they have in Japan. I think it's about empires, but they could call it a province. I mean, we're talking about something, an area that's bigger than a county, and any one of these things is like the size of a mini metropolitan area. I suppose some of them might have the population of Greater Lansing, Michigan. I think all of them would have a population much larger than Kalamazoo, Michigan. But anyhow, in fact, some of them, I think the one I'm in has a population of like 6 million, and we're talking like the size of a few counties. Yeah, well, I mean, we're talking second most densely populated would be country in the world. And 75% is covered by uninhabitable mountains. It's like, wow. So they had their election. They do their city level, province level elections. They just had that. And the party that controls the legislature and the presidency were not up for election. It was all local stuff. But that party got spanked properly. Now, of course, the city I'm in is very classic opposition party. And everyone goes, oh, of course, they're part of that. So we're still with the controlling guys. In fact, see, this is the fun part. They got spanked. The guy who was mayor of my city is now the premier. I've told you about this. William Lai. He doesn't know that I met him, but I actually walked into the office after he just walked out. And I saw him hobbling away, this tall guy with weird hair. And I'm like, who's that? I've never seen one like that before. That must be someone strange. And then I went to the office. My buddy's there. Yeah, the mayor was just here. And I'm like, yeah, that'd be him. Tall, part down the middle hair. So that was my time with the Tainan mayor. Now he's the premier of the whole country. They just got spanked. He offered his resignation to the president, Tsai Ing-wen, the lady that Skyped into Trump and congratulated him. She wouldn't accept his resignation. So that whole motion was an act of respect. See, understand, this is inside politics of Taiwan. And I really respect what she said. She said, no, I don't want to accept your resignation. I mean, he offered it. She can say stay on. I mean, he can say absolutely I quit. It wasn't an absolute resignation. It was an offer. She said stay on because the country needs stability. And there's wisdom and truth in that. Now, Tsai Ing-wen, she's a little older lady. We're not talking about... She'd be in older HRC, not a young first lady HRC, you know. So she's seasoned, but her only working experience in politics really was as a premier, the same job William Lai has. She was never a big leader as an elected official before. She was always just a manager. You know, someone hired her. Oh, you know, I mean, William Lai pretty much needs permission from the president to do his job, and that's his only boss, and that's it. Well, Tsai Ing-wen, that was her job before, but now her boss is the whole country. So, you know, that's a different dynamic. Well, he was mayor of Tainan and had been reelected, which is you only get two terms, and it's like 70% popularity. And all he did was refuse to accept corruption money. I mean, basically, he drained the swamp, basically. By refusing to take money, the whole thing about people putting money there to get this done, that their businesses died. They lost their money to bribe politicians with in the first place, and the whole thing dried up. And that was essentially what... The other thing that he did was he got rid of the mosquitoes. But that was by implementing stuff that the city next door discovered, which was if you pump salt water into the sewer, then all the baby mosquitoes die. And being an island in the Pacific, there's no shortage of salt water to pump into the sewer. But really, mosquitoes used to be a big, huge problem. We had dengue outbreaks. Now I go outside, there just aren't any. And they're on top of it. You know, when they know we have a rain and there's a cold and a temperature change and boom, it's mosquito time. They've got these water trucks all over the place pumping stuff into sewers and there's no mosquito problems. He did that. And now he's the premier of the whole country. He said, we're going to get rid of Microsoft because the licenses are too expensive for our government. We're going to take that money and we're going to buy weapons from the United States. Smart move, Mr. Lai. Smart move. And another thing he said is, he really believes Taiwan should declare itself as an independent country. In fact, someone asked him, because that's a hot topic, what would you think? You know where this is going. You know that William Lai is going to be the next president and that this current president is going to be a one-term president in Taiwan. That's why I'm talking about him so much. And it's going to be because of what I'm about to explain. But before I get to what I'm about to get to, someone asked William Lai, said, do you think Taiwan should declare independence? He said, no, Taiwan's already independent. If we declared independence, we'd just be calling it what it already is. Taiwan already is an independent, fully functioning country. There's nothing to call. Now, he might formalize it, but that was his response. That wasn't very popular in the let's capitulate to everyone crowd. William Lai is the premier, and they just got spanked. Years ago, he was going, like there was a question, are you going to run for president? And he said, no, you know, Tsai Ing-wen was the DPP, the opposition party, the Democratic People's Party leader. And I was at her office. I went to her office. I was looking for research think tanks. And I was like, do you know whose office this is? I'm like, no. They're like, Tsai Ing-wen's. And I'm like, Tsai Ing-wen, who's she? She's like, she's the DPP chairman. I'm like, oh, that's great. So that was interesting. I went there a few times. She was leading the DPP, finally got elected, and she had been just like the chairman of this party that kept losing all the time. And finally, the presidential election came up. The old capitulator was leaving, kind of an H.W. Bush type, from the grand old party, sort of the one that murdered like 28,000 people or whatever they say, the 228 massacre. Go look it up. And like they were leaving. And it was obvious that this was going to be the party that was going to win. And the controlling party that got defeated at that time put on a show, but it wasn't going to go anywhere. Well, now they just can't come back at the province level. There was a question. This older, mature lady who's been through a lot, never been a politician, but guided the party, is running for president now. She's the chairman of the party, which a lot of times they make it the same. It'd be like Reince Priebus would be the candidate, obvious candidate for president, is how they structure things here. But William Lai was this massive, popular mayor all throughout Taiwan because he wouldn't take corruption money. Was he going to challenge her in a primary? That was a big, 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 big question. And he said, no. No, we have a leader. And he's always been very polite to her. And he's kept unity. And you know, Trump talks about wanting unity in the Republican Party. And he really showed a lot of unity there. He said, no, I'm not going to run against her. We've got a great leader. And he's a little bit younger. He's a full, you know, full-time doctor. So anyhow, I said I was going to get to a point with all this. So I'm going to get to that tomorrow.